Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Carl, he's our Australian scientist. He answers some of our burning science questions. Good morning to you. How are you?
Dr. Howard, I am absolutely fabulously well, apart from this terrible rainstorm up and down the east coast of Australia, which has been running for weeks and been devastating, but we're coming out of it at last.
Is this part of some form of weather system that is happening at the moment that's caused this?
Yes, it's related. Have you heard of the concept of atmospheric rivers?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, well, I haven't. I came
across this concept in the year 2000. Apparently the meteorologists had thought about it in 1998, and now we've got a lot more information about it. So if you look straight up in the sky above you, you'll see, if it's a blue sky, nothing. Forget the clouds. Basically, you can't see anything. But in the sky above you, there are invisible rivers of air carrying lots of water vapor, which you can't see. They're not clouds. Mm-hmm. The water vapor are just molecules of water. And on average, these so-called atmospheric rivers cover 10% of the land surface but carry 90% of the water. And then associated with that, we've had global warming, which has heated up the air by about 1 centigrade degree, which means it can carry about 4 to 7% more water vapor, and that is enough to tip things over so that we end up with what are now called vapor storms. Read the Scientific American 2021 November, and suddenly you get what we've been having up and down the east coast, and we're getting these increased storms becoming more and more violent, and 99.999% chance it's straight caused by global warming.
Very, very worrying. One of our listeners, Garen, says, Dr. Carl, can you explain muscle twitches?
You have muscles in your body. Some of them are voluntary. And these are muscles like the arms and the eyelids and the legs. Some are involuntary and you have no control over them, like the ones that do the moving of food along through your gut and the heart muscle as well. Mm-hmm. Looking at the muscles that are voluntary, they are triggered to respond when you want them to, and you need them to respond. And there's a delicate balance of how it's set. You don't want them to respond too slowly, and you don't want to respond too quickly where they just twitch by themselves. And so you want them fairly active, ready to go, and it's a difficult thing to set up. And in some cases, the set point is just a little bit higher than you should have for a perfect life, and so you are then prone to these muscle twitches. It's kind of related to the basic rule is here that evolution is not perfect, it's just good enough. And so with regard to hiccups, as an example, hiccups are absolutely 100% essential before you are born. And before you are born, what they do is they train your lung muscles for about 3/4 of an hour every day to move in and out so that when you get born and all the water gets squirted out of your lungs, you are ready to start breathing air and you have been training for it. And the purpose of hiccups in people who have been born, zero. Totally useless. No function except to be annoying. So with muscle twitches, there are some people whose set point is set just a little bit higher. Of course, there can also be metabolic abnormalities. Sometimes magnesium is blamed. In some cases, it does help. In most cases, we don't know what causes muscle twitches.
Very, very interesting. And that was completely a spontaneous question. Dr. Carl had no idea that we were going to be asking him that. But let's talk about fast fashion for a minute. Why is this relevant to what's going on in the world?
Fast fashion. So there's the regular fashion where they have... Now, here's a question. Do you have any relatives in the rag trade or the clothing business? And as a result, you're familiar with the term of they do a drop, D-R-O-P?
Sure. I know the word. We know the expression.
Yeah, so normally they do one or two drops mm-hmm. each year, you know, spring and autumn or summer and winter. But there's been fast fashion where they do 52 drops a year. They do one drop every week. Oh, sorry, wow. 24 drops or one every 2 weeks. And so brands like H&M, Uniqlo, Uniqlo, and Zara, they made important changes to how they manage their supply chain. And they had a vertically integrated supply chain. I won't even go into what that is. But what that meant was that they were able to put out 24 collections a year, every 2 weeks, huge selections of style and all accessibly priced and cheaply made, and in many cases, badly made. Cheaply made doesn't have to mean badly made. Mm-hmm. What does it mean as of 2024? Each person on Earth gets roughly 14 items of clothing a year, over 100 billion items. They're most of the fast ones, besides being very profitable, are low quality and highly disposable, and 60% of all clothing ends up in incinerators or landfills, it's not recycled, within a year of being produced. So on one hand, some of the clothing manufacturers have discovered the benefits of fast fashion, and they're making crappy stuff but people buy it, not really realizing how bad it is. And it gets wasted, doesn't even get recycled. And the apparel and footwear industries contribute 8% of annual global greenhouse emissions. And really, none of us benefit if we throw it out after a few weeks. So it's only the companies making it that benefit, and we need some, I think, government action for the common good.
Absolutely, we do. Dr. Call, it is 7:30. Thank you, as always.